what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Lacto Legacy Podcast. This is Jason Palmer, and I'm going to show you today how a budget saved a nation. Y'all heard me correctly. I'm going to show you how a budget saved a nation. Yes, a budget. And if a budget can save a nation, just imagine what it could do for you. And to really unpack that, we're going to take a look at the Word of God. We're going to dig into the book today. We're going to go over to Genesis chapter 41, verses 25 through 36. But before we dive in, please take a moment to subscribe to the Lacto Legacy Podcast. And don't forget to tell somebody else about this episode. Share it with them. Send it to them via text. Whatever you got to do. And I want to thank all of you that have taken time to reach out to us here at the Lacto Legacy Podcast. We appreciate the feedback and we love hearing from you. All right, you guys ready? Let's do it. Let's go. Let's get into how a budget saved a nation. Let's get over to Genesis 41, verses 25 through 36. I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation. Before we dig into the scriptures, I want to give you some background. So if you are familiar with this passage of scripture, or really this section of the book of Genesis, you know we're going to be talking about Joseph. But Pharaoh was the ruler of Egypt, and he was having dreams that he just could not understand. He went to all his people, all his experts, and they couldn't figure it out. So they sent for Joseph, who was in prison at the time, you know. And because they'd heard that Joseph could interpret dreams, helped the Pharaoh out, all right? So we're going to pick up right when Pharaoh is telling Joseph about the two dreams that he has had, and nobody else could give any insight on this. All right, so starting at verse 25, and it reads, Joseph responded, both of Pharaoh's dreams mean the same thing. God is telling Pharaoh in advance what he is about to do. The seven healthy cows and the seven healthy heads of grain both represent 7 years of prosperity. The seven thin, scrawny cows that came up later and the seven thin heads of grain withered by the east wind, those represent 7 years of famine. Verse 28, it says, this will happen just as I have described it, for God has revealed to Pharaoh in advance what he's about to do. In the next 7 years will be a period of great prosperity throughout the land of Egypt. But afterward, there's going to be 7 years of famine so great that all the prosperity will be forgotten in Egypt. Famine will destroy the land. This famine will be so severe that even the memory of the good years will be erased. 32 says, and as for having two similar dreams, it means that these events have been decreed by God and he will soon make them happen. We're over to verse 33 now, and it reads, therefore, Pharaoh should find an intelligent and wise man and put him in charge of the entire land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh should appoint supervisors over the land and let them collect one-fifth of all the crops during the seven good years. Have them gather all the food produced in the good years that are just ahead and bring it to Pharaoh's storehouses. Store it away and guard it so that there will be food in the cities. And I want y'all to underline verse 34 and verse 35. If you got an app, if you got your physical Bible with you, make sure that you put a star or something by these two scriptures here. Verse 36 says, that way there will be enough to eat when the 7 years of famine come to the land of Egypt. Otherwise, this famine will destroy the land. All right, that's good to me, right? So Pharaoh's got a dream. Two dreams. Joseph interprets those dreams for him, tells him what he needs to do, and then says, you need to find somebody to be put over the entire land of Egypt. Someone intelligent and somebody wise needs to be over the entire land of Egypt. All right. So if you really skip ahead, if you read the remaining scriptures after verse 36, you can tell that the seven good years came, the seven bad years were in process. And if you skip ahead to verse 54, so Genesis 41, verse 54, it says, the famine also struck all surrounding countries, but throughout Egypt, there was plenty of food. So make sure you highlight that scripture as well. And so this is an amazing passage of scriptures, right? So when Joseph told them to collect one-fifth, right? So that's 20% of all the crops each year for 7 years. In other words, he instituted a budget. And that's what I want you to see. I want you to see this is a budget in the book of Genesis. A budget created to save a nation. This is what I want you to get out of this. The main thing that I want you to get out of this. So if we begin to manage what we've been given, we're going to have enough for the days ahead, just like they did in the scriptures. This nation, y'all, this nation was in a position of more than enough because of the budget. And this is what this podcast is all about. This is what Lack to Legacy is all about. Giving you the word of God to help you to get into a position of financial strength in your life. But I want you to know that right now is the time for you to meditate on these scriptures so that you can be in a position of plenty. I want you to have more than enough. I don't want you to be in lack. We got a budget right here, and creating a budget, it's not about just writing down what you earn and what you spend. A budget is bigger than that. It's deeper than that. This thing is about being a cornerstone for your financial plan for your life. It's the foundational piece for your financial success. This is how you go from lack to legacy. And I can't lie, when I was listening to people talk about budgets years ago, I'd be like, yeah, I know how to do that. Yeah, write down what you brought in. Write down what's going out there. There's a budget. No, that's just tracking spending. That's not a budget. What you have here with Joseph, this is a budget. Hey, collect 20% of the crops for the 7 good years. So when you're in a place of prosperity, when things are good, that's not the time for you to be blowing your money. That's the time for you to be budgeting, saving your money. And imagine if you took 20% of everything that you earned during some prosperous times. You know, y'all know how it is when you got some extra money. Are you tucking it away or are you spending it? The word is trying to teach us how to save for the lean years, for the times when it's slow in the global economy. You're going to have more than enough. And that's what this podcast is about. It's trying to get you from not enough into a place of more than enough. So that budget, and I know I'm guilty of it. Y'all can raise your hand. I was the number one guy that said, I don't need to listen to how a budget is created. Now, the problem was I knew how to do a budget, but I didn't do it. So I had understanding, but I didn't do the budget. I didn't do it every month. And so the lack of that budget, my nations weren't being saved. I wasn't able to do anything because I didn't have a budget. Take a look at this story and think about what God is doing with a faithful man of God, how he's using a budget to help prepare an entire nation's economy for what's to come. He's getting them ready for what's to come by using a budget. This is the power of the budget. And this is why I said that a budget can save a nation, because a budget did save a nation. If you go back to the passage of scriptures, it talks about how the famine struck all the surrounding countries, but throughout Egypt, there was plenty of food. I want you to be in the land of plenty. I want you to be in the land of more than enough, not having to scrounge around being negatively impacted by what's happening in the global economy, in the world's economy. We are a kingdom people, but that doesn't mean that we can't budget. If the man of God here in the scriptures is giving revelation about Pharaoh's dreams, and then he's telling him 20%. Imagine if we took 20% of our produce every year, of our earnings every year. What if we took that each year for 7 years? Can you imagine how much money you would have right now? If you took 20% of your money and you tucked it away every year for 7 years, when 2008 came around, 2009, you wouldn't have to be worried. When the lean years come, you won't have to be worried. I got a little jumpy there. I got a little excited. All right, so that's number one. Budget can save a nation. I'm fired up about this thing, man, because so often we just ignore this part of the financial plan. We track spending, but we don't budget. This is about resource allocation, telling your money where to go, having a plan for the future. That's all I want you to do. That's all I want you to focus on, right? Get that first part right. Let's get a budget, because it can, men and women of God, it can and has saved a nation. All right. So that was number one. Let's dig into number two. And that is that we have to execute on the plan. Execute on the plan. If you want to put the word implement in there, do that. Implement the plan. Implement the budget. Execute on the budget. And what I want you to see is that God told Pharaoh what was coming, but Joseph had the wisdom to know how to prepare for the years ahead. So it's not just that he came in and gave an interpretation of the dream, but he also told them what to do. And then he did it. So what we need is revelation and application. The two go together. I don't want you guys just getting revelation and just being like, man, I got this great idea. God gave me this. And you never move on it. We have to apply what the word of God says to our lives. These things go together, revelation and application. In other words, we have to execute on the plan. So Joseph told him what to do. He told Pharaoh what to do. And then he was supernaturally gifted with the wisdom to not just give the idea, but to oversee the implementation of the idea. So many times we go to God and we just say, you know what, God, give me the idea. Give me the idea. God's been giving you the idea, but you don't move on it. He's giving you the idea. Ask him for strategy. We got to get the strategy. We got to get the plan. But that's just the revelation part of it. We have to apply it. We got to do it. It's time for you to do. Don't just sit there with all these ideas in your head and all these strategies. It's time for you to do it. And when you think about the budget that Joseph presented to Pharaoh, a fifth of all the produce, a fifth of everything, save it for 7 years. It's the execution of the budget that also helped a nation thrive in 7 years of famine. Just because everybody else is spending, that's when you ought to be saving. That's when you ought to be tucking your 20% away in the good years. When everybody else is buying up all this stuff, these things that are going to not be as valuable as people think they are in a year or two, that's when you need to be saving. If we save in the prosperous times, then we'll thrive in the challenging times. No different than here in the scriptures. No different. But we have to execute on the plan. What good is it for God to tell us what to do, for us to look in the word of God, grab revelation, get it on the inside of us, and then we don't do anything with it? I think it's awesome that God not only gave him the interpretation of the dream, he gave him the idea for the budget. That's a God idea that saves a nation. He gave him that God idea, and then Joseph was put in charge of it. He's put in charge of it to execute, to implement, to do the strategy. That's awesome to me. So we have to make sure that we're executing on the plan that we get from God. So that's the second key takeaway. Again, the first one is make sure that you understand that a budget can save a nation. And then I want you to know that you have to execute on the plan. Those are the first two takeaways. Let's dig into number three. Number three is that we need to know that the solution is in us. The solution is in you. Whether it's your family, whether it's your community, whether it's your country, your nation, you got to know that the solution is in you. If it's your company, know that the solution is in you. If it's your church, know that the solution is in you, because the greater one is on the inside of you. I think it's amazing how Joseph didn't just keep the solution to himself. Now, he could have just interpreted the dream and walked away. But as kingdom citizens, we have the solution that this world needs. And we don't have the right to sit on that solution. These solutions must be released, because these are kingdom solutions for this world, to save nations. It's on the inside of you. That ability, that solution, it's on the inside of you. And not only that, but God has given us the ability to oversee the implementation of the solution. So we just not out here dropping ideas and saying, man, it'd be cool if. God has given you the ability to oversee the ideas that he's put on the inside of you, that he wants you to share with somebody else, maybe your family, maybe your company, maybe your community, maybe your nation, whatever it is. I want you to know that the solution is on the inside of you. That thing's exciting to me. That's great to me, man. I love knowing that God's power, his supernatural ability is on the inside of us as kingdom people. And it's our job to release what God has put in us for this world. And at the end of the day, God is getting the glory. It's not about us. It's not about me fattening my wallet. It's about God getting the glory. Everything that we do, this podcast, the things that I do all day, the things that you do all day, it ought to be for the glory of God. It's got to be for the glory of God. All right, so that's number three. I want you to know that the solution is in you. All right, so let me go back through them real quick. Number one, remember that a budget can save a nation, and it has saved a nation. You have the example. Number two, execute on that budget using revelation and application. Ask the Lord to help you. Look in the Word of God. If you need to take 20% and you want to do it just like Joseph did it for the nation of Egypt, use that, whatever it is. But then you got to apply that to your life. Don't just write it on paper and say, I'm going to start doing this. Start immediately. Put that thing into practice. Put that thing into action, right? Number three, know that the solution is in you because the greater one is on the inside of you. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord is on the inside of you. Know that that solution is in you. He's given us his word for us to look at these things, to look at these situations, and for us to gain insight into our own lives. So God wants to help you, all right? Y'all got it? I hope y'all got it, because if I don't stop, I'm going to keep on going, and we can be here for a whole hour, because this thing is jumping on the inside of me. But I pray that you got something from today's episode of the Lack to Legacy podcast, because we are going from not enough into more than enough. No different than what Joseph helped the nation of Egypt to do. So a budget can save a nation. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to know more about Lack to Legacy, just shoot us a note to info@lacktolegacy.com. You can also follow us on social media for more practical tips and encouragement. Send me a note if you are looking for someone to stand in agreement with you concerning your financial situation. But also make sure to hit that follow button, that subscribe button, whatever it is on your podcast platform. Please share this episode with somebody else, because the word of God must be spread, number one. Number two, there's somebody that needs some help. Somebody needs some help out there. And we're here to give it to them on the Lack to Legacy podcast. Please share any testimonies that you may have. And please, as always, let me know where you are on your journey as we all go from lack to legacy. Thank y'all so much for joining me on this episode. I look forward to seeing y'all next time.